Hi there. Good evening, afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this our regular 8 p.m. Monday live stream. We've been doing these 8 p.m. live streams since forever, and hopefully we're going to keep doing them. So, as I say, you're very welcome. I see you, James. I see you, Melanie, Leslie, John, Blitzer. I see all you guys there. Thank you so much for being with me this evening. Now, it's just me you've got this evening because we had planned to bring on John Hamer to talk about the JFK assassination and the British potential, the alleged British involvement in it. But unfortunately, John's come down with a very bad cold and he's lost his voice. So we're hoping that John will be back with us in a fortnight's time. Hello, aloha y'all in Hawaii. So, oh, thanks for the fashion compliments, folks. Thank you, Iber, the best Pure Bloods live show on YouTube. Oh yeah, we're all Pure Bloods here, folks, aren't we? And yeah, we withstood all the propaganda. So listen, let me do my usual bit. So let me just check. I want to be able to see you guys over on the getters. So let me just bring that up here. Just take a second. He says, and there we go. And we'll let Getter just settle in. Getter needs a little bit of time. Republican Rockers in the house. I can see you. It's Northern Monkey. Hello, Melissa, my friend. Good to see you, Melissa, over in the Getters as well. Hi, Jim Mooney. Good to see you, Jim. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Sam Smith. We're going to talk about the Grammys. We're going to talk about, well, we're going to start off by talking about why I'm heartbroken tonight. I'm really sad. Now, I need you to all support me in this moment of intense sadness that I've got. Hi, Kim, by the way. Good to see you on the YouTubes. See you all on the YouTubes. Yeah, listen, I'm heartbroken. I really am. I don't even know where to start. As the song would go, I just don't know where to begin. Hello, Peter Stewart over in Holland. So I've got people from Holland. I've got Hawaii. I've got Sharon in County Down. I've got all my American friends. We are a global audience. Yes, Donny girl, devil worshipping. I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, I know ABBA didn't win, Leslie Butler. Unfortunately, I'm a bit gutted about that. But nor did Elvis Costello. He was nominated for the best rock album. Of course, he didn't win. ABBA were nominated after 40 years of doing, amazing stuff back then and most recently. Didn't win. No. Sam Smith, the devil worshipper. I'm gonna save that one. I'm gonna save that one. We're gonna get into. Listen, I've got a coffee in front of me. I'm locked and loaded. What can I say? Yeah. I've got all the stuff I need. So, Field Marshal Julia Hartley Brewer, off the first talk radio, Ukrainian volunteers, and I have had a bit of a, what's the word? A relationship. I think we've broken up. I think we have. Yeah. Now, as you know, the thing is that Julia was in the news. She made the news herself last week. Let me set the story. Let me set the scene. Then we'll talk about it. Right. So last week, what happened was an organization called Big Brother Watch released a report showing that a shadowy group. Don't worry, Donny girl, you're going to find out who she is in a minute. A shadowy group called the 77th, which is a part of the British Army, were spying on British citizens during lockdown because some British citizens were daring to question the lockdown, the masks, the jab, well, the jabs, etc. Yeah. So she was, and another pretty well-known British journalist, Peter Hitchens, was specifically mentioned. Now, I've got a podcast which you'll be able to listen to tomorrow because I need wanted to explore this in a bit more detail because I'm now of the view that I'm not even sure Big Brother Watch is what it appears. So, but anyway, never mind that. I tuned in to Talk Vaccine Radio this morning, and Talk Vaccine Radio this morning, And yeah, Jason, they're meant to be targeting foreign threats. The truth is, they target everybody in the UK who goes against the narrative, including me. So, anyway, yes, stick to the story. So I tuned in. I talked to my producer, Jed, about these programs. I, James Jameson, I tuned in to talk radio this morning at 7 a.m. And Julia greeted me with her husky morning voice. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Vaccine Radio. And my first guest is Tobias Elwood, who MP? Who is Tobias Elwood MP? I'll tell you who he is. He has been, up until very recently, a senior figure in the 77th. Hello, Top Cat. Good to see you all the way from Newtown Ards. Hiya, John Hillhouse as well. Good to see you. So, Julia, last week you were bitching about the fact the 77th were spying on you. This week you've got someone who is intimately associated with the 77th. So, now comes the Twitter. Now, I wonder if we can show the Twitter exchange, because this is where Twitter is a laugh. Yeah, so there you go, folks. I'm not making this up. You see my initial tweet. You can see it there. Jed's got it up on the screen. So as you see, I turned it on and then I turned it off. Literally, that was me. Yeah, I'm sure you recognize the style. But that caused outrage, because if we can, I know we can enlarge Julia's response, but here's Julia coming straight back at me, putting me in my place. How pathetic. He's no longer in the 77th. And I asked him specifically about the misinformation activities during COVID. Stop living in your echo chamber. Oh, Julia, look, this means it's over, clearly, between us. I mean, what can I say? Well, I'll tell you what I said, Jed. If Jed brings up my response, because, again, I don't take no crap from these people. I responded in kind, really, I suppose. I said, what's pathetic, Julia, is you making a song and dance last week about how you were spied on by Elwood's associates in the 77th, and then bringing him onto your show a week later. It's you that needs to stop believing your own propaganda, because many of us see right through it. And I see someone called Routenlaw says, touchy. Little crush, perhaps. What can I say? I don't know what's in Julia's heart or her mind. What I do know is that, hypocrite, Judas Goat, Blitzer's right, Judas Goats. We have to call these Judas Goats out for what they are. So last week, the 77th Brigade were spying on me. It's an outrage. This week, hello, Tobias. Tell us more about your desire for the UK to go to war with Russia. So those of you who don't know, and I appreciate our American friends may not all get this. You Brits all get this. So this person, Julia Hartley Brewer, is a she has her show on a fake radio. Kevin Rowlands is dead right. You're 100% right, Kevin. Fake radio. Tobias Elwood is a member of Parliament, but also a member of this shadowy organization, although according to Julia, he's super duper left it. How dare you suggest David Vance he's still in it? He told me he's not in it, and he would definitely never lie. He would never mislead. Everyone knows that. Exactly, Melissa. Talk Vaccine Radio. Get your jabs. Julia got her jabs. And this is what I want to talk in during my podcast, because you see, here's one of the, Melissa says, the only thing I like about JHB is her jewelry. Yeah, I think she dresses well. I like the way she dresses. Is that sexist? Maybe it is. I don't know. The point is that, here we have Julia, who was being spied upon allegedly by the 77th murky lot, because she was a bit of a rebel. But here's the bit, and all of you guys will understand this in the UK. During the hi, I fly like an eagle. Good to see you. During the whole COVID tyranny, Julia Hartley Brewer and her radio station assiduously told people, take your vaccines. They're super duper safe, 100% safe, 100% effective. Oh, yes, they did. 100%. That's what they, what she and the rest of them said. Did she take her vaccine so she could go on holidays? Yes, she did. So there's a difference between David Vance and Julia Hartley Brewer and Peter Hitchens, for that matter. Here's the difference. I refused every aspect of it. I was taken off social media. I was isolated. What did they get? No, no punishment whatsoever. They could act the rebel. Albert says JHB is controlled opposition and a pretty weak one at that. Isn't she due another winter break? Oh, yes, I'm sure she was. Northern Monkey says the 77th was disbanded. Yeah, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Of course they do. Julia's had the jab at least twice. At least twice. I'm not sure if she got her booster. I've no idea. But anyway, James gets it. All of you guys get it. These are controlled opposition. That is the point in all of this here. And, they don't like it. They don't like it when you have a go at them. They really don't like it. And one of the big benefits of me being back on Twitter is that I'm one of the, there are others as well, but I guess I'm one of the more prominent ones who will actually have a go at these people. And I think we need to do it. We can't let them get away with, you know, their shilling. We can't let them get away with the Field Marshal Julia Hartley Brewer of 77th reporting for Julie Sarr. I fly like an eagle, says, who is JHB? I've given her too much publicity already. I'm not going to talk about her anymore in a second. That's it. But anyway, Julia is just another one of those, what I see as controlled opposition. Control. Hi, Top Cat, by the way. Good to see you there. Sharon asks me, how does one find out if they are being spied on or tracked? It's very difficult, Sharon, to find that out. You can't really go. I mean, put it like this. If you are in any way, if you get any kind of prominence and you go against the narrative, they will most definitely spy on you. It's what they do. It's what they do. It's just as simple as that. Leslie says they need calling out. Well, thanks, Leslie. I mean, that's kind of what I do. It's sort of my raison d'etre. There's a good article. Understanding the 77th. That looks a good article, Jed, over on davidvance.net. So, yes, for those of you who don't know what the 77th is, go over to davidvance.net. There's an article Jed has put up. You can go in at your leisure. I think it's one of my podcasts, I think, Jed, isn't it? So go over there and have a listen to that, and you'll understand exactly what the 77th Brigade is all about. Northern Monkey says, you would have been shadow banned by now on Twitter, David, with all these pushbacks. Well, do you know something? You say that, Northern Monkey, but the traction I'm getting... keep that on screen. The traction I'm getting on Twitter is staggering. It's staggering. I think today I've had about, I don't know, 3.5 million, something like that, impressions. Vast numbers. I do think there's a degree of freedom on Twitter. I just want to bring up this controlled opposition. This is another one of my podcasts. Imagine I'm kicking back against the establishment. Listen, I fly like an eagle. They hack into your emails. Of course they do. Hack into my emails. I have nothing to hide. Do you know? Blitzer, Field Marshal, yes, do. Field Marshal Julia Hartley Brewer. But anyway, look, just that's another good podcast worth listening to if you want to laugh, by the way. I mean, you know, I do call these people out. I like Julia, you know, maybe as a person, but she won't bring me on the show. She hasn't invited me for some reason, so I'm a bit hurt. Now, Mark Stein's name has been brought up. Mark Stein has been taken off GB News. I can reveal the reasons in a podcast going out tomorrow morning. So do listen to my podcast on Mark Stein, why he has left GB News. It's going out tomorrow morning. But it's as simple as this. He was pushed out the door. Pushed out the door. And who has replaced Mark, the excellent Mark Stein? I followed Mark Stein for... about 23, 24 years, a long time. Mark, like myself, has been on a journey, I suppose. Certainly down the last couple of years, he's come down the rabbit hole a bit. He's done a lot of good work on vaccine injury. He's given space for those who have suffered grievously at the hands of the 100% safe, 100% effective vaccines. He's done that. And Jason, he's been off-commed, and GB News have got along with it. So do tune in tomorrow onto my podcast channel, and I've actually done a piece on it already. So sorry, folks, I'm just having my coffee as I go along. Leslie says he's a good man. He is a good man. His heart, his instincts are right. Like none of us is perfect. You know, we all get some things wrong by and large. But anyway, he says, Northern Monkey says, Tobias and all his finery on your Getter live stream post. yeah, oh, the 77th. I'm so scared. So that was the whole story. My exchange with Julia Hartley Brewer. I would simply finish on this. I'm going to move on now in a second, but I'll simply say this to Julia Hartley Brewer and those, I'm sure, who watch this and who are around her. Have me on. Bring me on to talk radio so I can talk about, let's say, for example, vaccine efficacy, vaccine damage, the people who lost their lives because, let's think, they listened to media personalities who told them that the vaccines were safe and effective and the only way out of this. Why not, Julia, bring me on to talk about that? Why not bring me on to talk about Tobias Elwood's proclamation that the UK should go to war directly with Russia? Yeah, he said that. Yeah, how about that? How about that for a deal? And then we could talk about, for example, how many Brits would you like to hear? Would you like, is it acceptable number of casualties? You know, a million? 5 million? What would it be? I mean, I'm interested. I'm happy to come on and debate. So, Julia, you know my number. Give me a shout. Actually, FYI, by the way, guys, just while I'm on this one, I'm moving away from her and I'm bored. I'm bored. Totally bored. Sounds good there. Is anyone familiar with Newsweek? The Newsweek sort of publication. I'm sure it's a global newspaper because they contacted me last week. I know, Leslie. I'm well aware. They don't want any truth. Of course not. They're all about hiding the truth. Newsweek contacted me 4 or 5 days ago. Jed can confirm. They wanted me to give them a comment on something I'd said regarding how NATO had broken its word to what was the Soviet regime, and it fell in 1990. James Baker, American Secretary of State, said that NATO would not move one inch forward. Yeah, the fact, it's there on the record. And oh boy, I said that. And all this army of Ukrainian bots descended on me. They're still all over me a week on for how dare you say that NATO broke its word. NATO did. But anyway. So Newsweek come on to me and they say, Dave, we'd like a comment from you. And my response, I'm not commenting to you. I've told you guys, I despise the mainstream media. I am banned from the BBC. I'm banned from Sky. I'm banned from GB News. I'm banned from all of them. Why is that? I'm a reasonably mild-mannered type. The only thing is, I'm going to talk the truth, or at least the truth as I see it. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to play along with the game. I'm not going along with the vaccines. I never did. I'm not going along with the Ukraine war. I'm not going along with climate emergency. I'm not going along with eating bugs. I'm not going along with, well, let's invite in half the third world to the UK. What could possibly go wrong? Thank you very well, much Blitzer, for a very kind comment there. In a world of Julia Hartley Brewers, be a Mark Stein or a David Vance. Thank you, Blitzer. You're very kind. I appreciate that. You know, a Mark Stein's a much greater individual than I. But yeah, sadly, he's been taken off. And, oh yeah, I didn't get finished in this. You know who GB News have got to replace Mark Stein? Yeah, Jacob Rees Mogg. Oh my God, Jacob Rees-Mogg. A complete shell. Northern Monkey says, yeah, there you go. I think that was the comment they asked me for. Yeah, they can sort off. I'm not going to, I do not bow down to Newsweek or any other such shows. Somebody says, Northern Monkey says, then if you don't answer them, they'll say David refused, was reluctant to comment. Northern Monkey, they can say what they want. I have no truck with the mainstream media, none at all. Or at least at this point, I'm saying that. If I got the right opportunity to really annoy them in the right way, I might, but I don't know how it would be. What's this? Harvey Thompson says, why'd you lie about Gorbachev and the NATO comment? Hi, Harvey. Are you one of those Ukrainian volunteers? Are you? Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Harvey. Are you one of the bots that spent the last 5 or 6 days coming over me and saying, lie, lie? Nobody made any promises. Nobody made any promises. A fellow Brit, are you? Well, Harvey, just for clarity then, Harvey Thompson, a fellow Brit, my point remains the same. Back in 1990, James Baker, United States Secretary of State, gave promises to what was the Soviet leadership that NATO would not go, quote, 1 inch eastwards. End of story. I rest my case. But that's a lie. He didn't put in writing. Look it up. It's in the archives. I'm not going to wait. I'm not wasting any more time on people who can't read. NATO, frankly, is... NATO, as far as I'm concerned, is the axis of evil in 2023. They're trying to provoke a World War III, and I don't want to have that. I want to see... we saw today, actually, guys. We saw today figures coming out that say, I think, around about 157,000 young Ukrainian men, you know, in the army, have lost their lives in this stupid conflict. 157,000+, maybe 200,000. Now, here's my point in this one. I regret the loss of each and every one of those lives. And you will all recall that back in 2022, when this all started, Alana Mercer and myself both said, let's not go to war. Let's have diplomacy prevailing. You know, let's do that and let's save lives. Yeah, there's a good tweet. An unhinged psychopath, and he's an MP.
We are now at war in Europe. We need to move to a war footing. We are involved in that. We've mobilized our procurement processes. We're gifting equipment. We need to face Russia directly and reckon that rather than leaving Ukraine to do all the work.
So there you go. Thanks very much, Jed, for that. In his own words, this is the person that Julia Hartley Brewer was interviewing this morning. Did she ask him, but why should we go to war with Russia? No, because they're all hot for war. They're hot for war. I'm hot for peace. But anyway, apparently that makes me a pretty Putin apologist. Apparently, yeah. I get all these bots on my Twitter feed saying, how much is the Kremlin paying you, Vance? Not enough. That's the answer. Not enough, because the correct amount is zero. But of course, I wonder how much they're paying you bots to say all your little pathetic little comments on your little keyboards, tweeting all your hate towards me. Anyway, I'm not going to go. That's enough of that. That's enough. So anyway, there we go. I'm halfway through my cup of coffee and we're getting to be halfway through the show. So listen, shall we talk about the Grammys? Shall we have a chat about the Grammys next? Because, I like to think nobody would be insane enough to have sat up in the UK anyway to have watched them. I think they were all about 1:30 in the morning UK time. But I'm so innocent at times, so stupid. So I maybe it's just because I'm a dreamer. But as I said at the beginning, with the Grammys, I was all excited because I thought ABBA might get a Grammy to recognize their work. And I thought Elvis Costello might get a Grammy for his great album of last year, The Boy Named If. Hello, City Troll. So, no, James, the Grammys aren't still a thing. Well, they're not still a human thing, but I think they're a satanic thing. So, did you guys see some of the imagery from the Grammys last night? I wonder, can we bring, I put up loads of stuff on my timeline. Yeah, I mean, yeah, here, yeah. This was a podcast I put out. Are the Grammys satanic? Also, is the Pope Catholic? And do bears defecate in the woods? And here's a lovely picture of, check this podcast out if you haven't listened to it today. Sam Smith, there he is, basically in full satanic attire. And I think, Jed, we might have a couple of more. There's certainly on my timeline, there's a few more images of our Sam. Alphabet Cat. Hi, Alphabet Cat. You said, could they make it any more? Or obviously it's satanic. No, they couldn't. Top Cat says it is satanic. And oh, by the way, look, here's another one. Like, okay, people try to explain this away by saying they're just going to get it. They're just attention whores. You know, that's all they want. But this was quite a good headline. This meme amused me. Them, don't be ridiculous. We don't eat babies or worship Satan. Also them, well, you see the video. Oh, Melanie Bliss. Oh, Melanie, always great to see you here, Melanie. Sam Smith is from the UK. I regret to say it, but I also think he's from the planet Mars or somewhere like that. I think he's an extraterrestrial. Anyway, this guy, I bring this one up. Look, like, honestly, look at, can you see this, folks? This was a post I put out earlier today. Can anyone spot a theme? On the left, we have Madonna. Hello, Louise Richards. Great to see you. Louise, we have Madonna on the left looking, well, you tell me. And then we have Sam Smith in full devil attire on the right. And here's the thing. These guys are doing it in your face. It's in your face. Yes, we go on. I know some of us go on about the Luciferianism, the Satanism. A lot of you guys get it as well. You understand it. But they're not even trying to pretend it. Melanie mentioned Sam Smith's video, by the way. Yeah. Oh, hi, John Spence, by the way. Good to see you. Thanks, John, for being here. It's always good to see you. The thing is, That video was absolutely cringe. I'm not going to go into the Sam Smith video because it is disgusting and I'm not going to talk about it. But it's not my idea. Yes, Republican Rocker, these Grammy musicians are AIDS. They are, absolutely. And this whole occasion, you know, it's like people will say, oh, you're just showing your age. You know, you're showing your age. But I'm not showing my age. I'm showing my, I think, decency, as you folks are as well. Madonna looks like an alien as well. I'm old enough to remember Madonna. Listen, Madonna was a thing when I was a young man as well. And she was pretty good looking. She was a good looking, whenever Holiday and Get Into the Groove and all that came out. She was a very good looking woman. What the hell has happened here? Oh, this is a funny one, by the way. Be careful what I say. Anyway, you can see that. I wonder where Sam Smith got the inspiration for one of his outfits. I can but speculate and guess, but there you have it anyway. I hope you enjoyed that one. Yes, Iber, eyes wide shut. And yes, Donnie Girl also makes the point that, and this is actually a very good point you make, Donnie Girl. This whole Satanist show at the Grammys was sponsored by Pfizer. I rest my case. I wonder what it is about Satanism that Pfizer finds so enticing. Top Cat says, yeah, I'm 53. I grew up with Madonna. Yeah, she was really good at one point. But some Northern Monkey says they've all sold their souls hoping for payback and fame. Do you know something, Northern Monkey? I think it is that, but I think it's maybe they literally sell their souls. I think it's even worse than that. We need to do a stream with you one of these nights on the background to the music industry, the actual background to the music industry, because it's horrific. It's pretty horrific. And the best I do to keep myself sane on it is I say to myself, you know, Listen, I can listen to Mozart or Beethoven, and I don't have to understand their political, you know, views when they compose those masterpieces. And that goes from a lot of modern music as well. So the stuff that I like, and God help you, if you follow me, I know you'll have been exposed to more Elvis Costello than you'll ever want, and potentially some ABBA. I just listen to the music, and I don't associate with anything beyond that, because Top Cat, I do believe they sell themselves to, to the dark side. They totally do, I believe. And the whole thing is disgusting. So in a way, yeah, Northern Monkey says, did you see Harry Styles with his monarch tattoo? I saw Harry Styles dressed in what I thought was a clown outfit. Did you see that? Harry Styles dressed as a clown. I well, what the hell is that about? And then again, people say, oh, you're showing your age. Well, no, because I can remember when there was award shows and people dressed up. I get video clips of the people I like when they used to go to these things, and they didn't dress like clowns or devils. I that's definitely a thing. I remember that. So, anyway, I thought these Grammys were just another example of how vile and morally degenerate the music industry is. I've got someone asking me, Jason, someone said, Harry says, thoughts on Gary Lineker. Not really in this particular stream. No, nothing to do with Gary Lineker. Lucifer was very talented musically. How interesting. So many good comments coming in. Northern Monkey talks about Britney was driven mental by, yeah, I think she was actually. Yeah, kind of sad. And then Northern Monkey says, I thought he was trying to do a Bowie. People say, oh, he was just doing a Bowie, you know, because Bowie did his whole, in fact, Jed, our producer, is the man to talk about these things. He's a great fan of Bowie, but Bowie went through that stage. I know where he did the kind of androgynous look and all that. And he did it very well. I'm a big fan of David Bowie's work. Also, by the way, if you really want to understand how the music industry works, David Bowie's last album, quite interesting, Black Star. I wonder, was at the very end, was David Bowie trying to tell us something about all of this? But, regardless of the whole thing, I just found this stuff from last night, the Grammys, to be an absolutely, horrible, distasteful. All that they missed doing was miming a blood sacrifice. That's about the only thing. Yes, John Spence, you're right. They did make Devil Trainers with a drop of blood on them. They did. You're right. I remember once upon a time doing something on that. I think they took them off the market, but they did do that. So this whole sort of the backdrop to music, it's not what you think it is. And that's why, you know, when I interviewed Right Said Fred, you know, the really good guys, Richard and Fred, a couple of weeks back, you know, it was so refreshing to talk to people who have principle and decency about them. But that's so unusual in the music industry, because in a way, music's no different to the pharmacy, it's the medical industry, the business, whatever. You look, if you know what's good for you, you shut up and you just go along with it. And if you get out of your place, get out of your way, then action will be taken against you. It's as simple as that. A few comments here. Iber says, Robbie Williams said the music industry is full of Satanists. None of that surprises me. Does it surprise you guys when you know? Jason talks about, Jed makes a brilliant comment. David, the devil did go down to Georgia. Amen to that. And he certainly, when you look at what we saw at the Grammys last night, and I'm sure they'll be pleased as punch about the show that they put on. And it makes you think, you see, for next year's Grammy, how will they top that? A little bit of child sacrifice then, miming that perhaps. Alphabet Cat says, Hollywood is the same. It completely is. Actually, in my mind, there's no difference between Hollywood and the music industry, the whole entertainment industry. It's all one grotesque, satanic-driven cabal. And that's why I put this out earlier. I wonder if you agree with me, folks. I mean, that's why I do think having you know, having an independent media is kind of important because you know, we are the opposition to all of this. And as I did point out, if you do enjoy the stuff that we do on the podcast and, you know, all the stuff I put out, do consider going to davidvance.net and dropping a dollar in the hat there, because as Jed's showing you, there's a little thing pops out and you can buy me a coffee, because this one's getting quite cold now. I've been talking too much and not drinking enough. Anyway, so let's move on. But Iber says, oh, that's interesting. Will Ferrell did a satanic ceremony on a live show. There you go, Jed, showing you how you can make a small contribution to try and keep us going. Stu talks about Johnny Lydon, the Freds, Morrissey, all good guys. Yeah, Van Morrison, good guys, but not many good guys. Most of them are, as Fred and Richard explained to me, you know, they're bought and paid for. There's no rebellion in rock and roll, none. All those dreams have to be shattered, I'm afraid. Blitzer says there's no difference between Hollywood and Hollyroot. Well, Blitzer, my friend, you, Leslie Butler reads my mind. Leslie, ooh, spooky. I need a David Vance cup. I absolutely do. And my producer, Jed, will confirm. I did say I was going to get one. I haven't got down to doing that, but I will. Oi, oi, Mally Bites, good to see you as well. And Dee, hi there, good to see you. Right. Blitzer mentioned Holyrood, Scotland. So I put out a podcast today. There's a David Vance mug, by the way. look how much better this would be if it actually had the logo on it. I must get one of those. Leslie, that's a good top tip. Jason says, I used to interact with Jim Core. Yeah, Jim and I have spoken with each other. There's the cup. The cup of dreams. Well, Irish is a David Vance baseball hat. No, yeah, well, whatever. There's a whole fashion range over there. Right. So, Scotland, at the weekend, did you see the demo that took place in St. George's, George Square? I think it's George's Square, in the center of Glasgow there. I've been there many a time. And this was a lot of women and their supporters, decent men, who were basically standing up for women. Because in Scotland, as you know, Nicola Sturgeon has done two things. We've talked about the first often enough, whereby she has basically said that you can self-identify after 13 weeks. You start off as a male, you become a female. Yeah, you can change back, do whatever you want. Blah, blah, blah. That's all super duper fine. And I put out a podcast. I wonder if Jed's got it. On the third attempt, I put it out. I had three goes to put this one podcast out. But it was a title that I like more than anything else. I wonder if Jed can bring it up. This is this whole business about, well, you can change. Anyone can change. It's perfectly reasonable to change gender. And, of course, you can't, because you're born with the DNA of a man and you die with it, the male. Similarly, female. XX chromosome, XY chromosome. But in principle, my friends, I'm a man remain. Oh, Billy Watson, big shout out for Billy Watson. Billy's on the YouTubes, but Billy, I will be on Billy's show tomorrow night. Billy and I are going to set the world to right. I'm really looking forward to it. I met Billy at the comedy and politics review thing I did a couple of weeks ago. I was very pleased and honored to be invited onto his show. So I'm doing that one tomorrow night. I wonder if Jed's found this. Yeah, Jed, can we bring up this whole thing about, you know, if we are to believe the SNP, if the question is, can a cat become a dog? The answer is, yeah, can do. Well, I follow Bill, by the way. Follow Billy on YouTube and on Twitter as well, whatever other social media platforms Bill is on. It was good to make his acquaintance. Back to the point. So can a cat become a dog? No, it can't. A cat can never be a dog. All a cat will ever be is a cat. All a dog will ever be is a dog. Oh, you can dress it up in all kinds of ways. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. This is the point. Now, back to this demonstration in Scotland. So these women were basically asserting their right as women not to be endangered by having, in the case of Scotland, dangerous convicted rapist in one case put in a women's prison. Why is that? Because they self-identify as a woman. Well, what? That, well, we've talked about that. But there was another twist in this, which I put up. I think I put a video up in this one or a podcast up in this one. So yesterday, Nicola Sturgeon, the chief person in charge of Scotland, apparently she identifies as the chief mammy of Scotland. The chief mammy. The corporatist, chief mammy. Check out this one. This is another one. Another one of the all today's value for money podcasts. So I couldn't believe that actually. She does refer to herself as the chief mammy. In fact, yeah, I think we got the clip. If we can play, listen to this, folks. This is an eye opener. This is absolute authoritarianism. Play.
Minister, I have many, many, many different responsibilities, but there is no responsibility that I have that is more important than my responsibility as the chief corporate parent in Scotland. Chief mammy, as I prefer to describe it.
So chief mammy, as she prefers to describe it. And listen to the people whooping. Yeah, Billy, it was absolutely insane. You know, I'm not sure when it was taken, but it doesn't matter. If she said it 10 years, she should never have said, look, again, it's in the podcast. Get to the podcast and you get more of this from me. Jason O'Brien, isn't she one of the crankies? Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, the crankies were moderately funny. There's nothing funny about this clown at all. She dares to assume the parenting role. I believe that parents are responsible for their children, 100% responsible. You bring them into this world. Sorry, Kim, we should have put up a parental advisory warning that we're going to show Nicola Sturgeon's face. Parents are absolutely responsible for the kids, right? I mean, I've had kids, total responsibility for my kids. How many kids does she have? Ah, well, hot rocks. That's the big question. None. Just like you see all the women who were whooping in the audience when she said she looks upon herself as a chief mammy. I would wonder how many children they have had as well. Albert, you're probably right. The thing about chief mammy, yeah, that's what you, which actually is a kind of an Irishism as well. You know, the Irish mammy is something I'm sure I fly like an eagle you'll be familiar with as well as I am. But the point is, but the point is that how dare she assume any right over anyone's child? She's not the chief mammy. She's not the official state mother. How dare she talk about that? Billy Watson TV, have you heard the Judy Murray rumors? Don't want to go there on a live stream. Billy, talk to me about it off air. I think I know what you're talking about though, but we better be careful because we're on the YouTubes, and of course, at any point, the tyrants in charge of YouTube could take us down. Albert says she's a chief mammary clan. Kim Erswell asks, who's Judy Murray? Judy Murray is the mother of British tennis star Andy Murray. That's who Judy Murray is, by the way. So, Northern Monkey talks about my Irish mammy had 9 kids. Yeah. No, my point in all of this is that on Sturgeon, back in Sturgeon, I mean, it just shows you the authoritarian mindset. She sees herself as like, I don't know, the mother of the nation. I mean, what an insult to every Scottish parent. Every Scottish parent. You are responsible for your kids, not Nicola Sturgeon. But Nicola Sturgeon, of course, you know, this is all part of the creeping authoritarianism of these monsters. You know, and they are monsters. They are absolute monsters. They want to tell you how you should bring your children up, what your children should think, how you should educate them, all of that, how you should dress them, what their gender is. They'll tell your children what their gender should be. All absolutely wrong. And yet that's what's in power in Holyrood. So actually, Blitzer, when you mentioned up Holyrood, you know, that's what what triggered me. The fact of the matter is that you know, Sturgeon really is a monstrous creature. She is essentially undermining biological women in Scotland with a vengeance, and she's undermining families because she's saying, no, I'm the chief mammy. I'm the chief mammy. You need to be careful how you, what you teach your children. I'll tell you what programs you can tell your children should watch. That is the whole problem. Jim Mooney says homeschooling should be the new norm. Yeah, I mean, I would approve of that. I think, last week we had teachers were walking out in strike. I mean, I noticed they didn't go out during their extremely long Easter holidays and their even longer summer holidays. Oh, no, they walked out during term time. But how would anyone know? And are children disadvantaged by not being taught by some of these woke teachers? I don't think so. James, of course, and this is where we have to respect our Scottish friends on the stream, says she talks about Scotland, but she doesn't represent half of Scotland. Vile woman. That's right, James. Unfortunately, that is one of the big issues, that she presents this image of Scotland, which is pretty horrible. What's this? I'm just reading comments here. Sturgeon on. Oh, right. I'm not going into that one. I just objected to Nicola Sturgeon defining herself as the chief mammy. I was all with the women. Here's the best comment of the weekend, by the way. Somebody in George's Street Square in Glasgow was holding up a big sign saying, "Only men can be trans women." It's true. Think about it. Only men can be trans women. That's right. Only men can be trans women. Makes you think, doesn't it? These trans women. So if only men can be trans women, then doesn't that mean that trans women are, oh, you can't say that. It's transphobic. How dare you? You hurt their feelings. It's, you know, it's interesting. Even when we talk about the whole trans movement, I noticed there's a couple of people. There's one individual who follows me on Twitter, and they are trans person, and they disassociate themselves entirely with pretty much the trans movement. So that's why, you know, I do say I understand that there are people with gender dysphoria. I get that, and people have complex issues. I believe that we should actually try to be kind and helpful to those genuine people. But then there's the other group, maybe the 90%. And they're the people who John Spence is talking about there. You know, we've got lots of questions about what their real motivations are. Let's put it like that. There are lots of problems. I Fly Like an Eagle says Sturgeon hates families. She's like a dictator. Yes, you're absolutely right in that. Northern Monkey makes a really good point over in Getter. He says that the SNP is her family and it's falling apart. Absolutely. There's lots of rumours emerging from within the SNP, by the way, which I follow with great interest. And I wonder, will our Nicola, I wonder, will she even be there in let's say a year's time? It's not inconceivable that she could be, she could be booted out because some of these things I don't think go down well at all. I would have thought any sort of the typical Scottish woman, being a female adult, would look at the stuff that Sturgeon and the SNP have been putting in place and be disgusted about it. And I Fly Like an Eagle says, didn't Sturgeon try to get Alex Salmond in trouble with no evidence? Absolutely. Hi, Templar Royston of Facey. Good to see you. D says it's all WEF driven. Well, it is, actually. It is. Info Vigilante says, mental illness, yes, but be kind, get help. But let's establish the problem. It's like helping an alcoholic by sending them to a landlord. Well, you know, yeah, there's a way of doing these things. I agree. And but I think, you know, like when people say, it's hate, you're driven by hate. No, we're not. We're driven by a sense of reality. As I keep saying, look, if someone turns around to me, if you see someone I mean, you do see them in the street, some of these individuals who are dressed in, let's say, the fashion of the contradictory gender. And some of them, they just looked, they look a bit disturbed, some of them. They really do. And I wonder why they do that. And I don't know the reasons. I would not be unkind to them, but I would simply say some of these people definitely need help and they should be given help. And we used to give them help. Now we don't give them help. We indulge. And what we say is, yep, absolutely, super duper fine. Yep, you is a woman. You as the really bizarre individual. What do you call her? She was on BBC Question Time last week. India Willoughby. Oh, my bestie. She's another one of my best friends, India Willoughby. She's blocked me on Twitter, obviously. She was on BBC Question Time. And previously to that, she tweeted out, This is India Willoughby, that she, who is a trans, so born male, biological male, and is transited in her mind to be India Willoughby. I guess India is a relatively neutral name, isn't it? India? Is it a female name or a male name? Anyway, India Willoughby said that she's more of a woman than J.K. Rowling will ever be. Which is interesting because J.K. Rowling may be many things. She's definitely a woman. Yeah, she was born a woman, or she's born female. She's going to die female. India Willoughby wasn't born female. So that means India Willoughby was born male, which means when India Willoughby dies, in future times, the archaeologists will identify India as male. Oh, no. But yes, Northern Monkey says India Willoughby has blocked most of the UK. I got to say, Northern Monkey, I was amazed that she blocked me. I don't think I had ever spoken to her, but she blocked me. Of course, James Smith makes a really good point over on YouTube. Thanks very much, James, for being here, by the way. James talks about how mental illness twisted by drugs and surgery into a crude mockery of nature's perfection. James, you make a great point. And this is the problem. You do wonder how these individuals end up where they are. And, quite honestly, what we've learned about big pharma in the past few years should make us all very, very wary of medications that people are given. So, James, thank you for that comment. It's a good comment. Dee says, India used to give forth sensible conservative views until the deadliest pandemic known to man, until the Spanish flu descended upon us and did nothing. Yeah, there we go. There you go, folks. Thank you, Jed. So just so that you know, I'll do my best to be always 100% with you guys. India Willoughby, she blocked me. Oh, yeah, this was the tweet, by the way, that triggered this one here. You see that? Can you see at the top of the screen, folks? Oh, just get my coffee here. NATO expansion. I put out a meme. I saw this meme. I put it out. It amused me. And, oh, my God, it triggered the Ukraino bots all over the Twitter sphere. Oh, they descended upon me, as I say. And with in one case, with a death threat, which apparently isn't against Twitter's terms of service. That's interesting, Elon Musk. But thou shalt not question NATO. So there we go. We've had a good rattle through the insanity of what's going on in Scotland. And honestly, I know a lot of Scottish people. People here in Northern Ireland, we've got great affinity with our Scottish neighbours. And I think we get on very well with Scottish people. And it still amazes me that someone like Sturgeon and the SNP have got this grip over a country full of sensible people. But then, of course, the SNP heartland is the inner city ghettos of Glasgow, of Dundee. I think it's Dundee, Stirling maybe, and part of Edinburgh. I think that's it. Billy Watson says his mother's from Belfast. I knew you had sound blood in you, Billy. So I just don't understand how a sensible nation has been captured by a bunch of authoritarian ingrates in the form of the SNP, who, as I say, really, they, I mean, they're driven by hatred of the English. They want to be ruled by the European Union. They don't want to be independent. James Jameson says they're like Sinn Féin light. Yeah, they're essentially, yeah, Sinn Féin without the 40 years of terrorism associated with the IRA, lest anyone try to pick me up. They all say never a Tory in Scotland. I don't know. I think once you get, I do understand that Thatcher was a very much a kryptonite figure for Scots and used in that way. Although I would maintain, by the way, that Margaret Thatcher was the last Conservative. I actually, that reminds me, I put out an article over on davidvance.net on my Monday column, which I try to put them out, on Liz Truss. Because I believe, and you may think I'm right or you may think I'm mad, that Liz Truss basically did try to do the right thing last year. She's actually going to be the last Conservative, I think, that we probably will ever have. The last real Conservative was Margaret Thatcher. She was stabbed in the back by her own MPs and booted out back in 1990, as you all will, as you may remember if you're old enough. And essentially, Liz Truss was stabbed in the back for doing something a bit similar. And here's the article, Why Liz Truss Was the Conservatives' Last Hope. Now, you should read, if you get a chance, have a read of that. She is the Lady Jane Grey of Conservative politics. Who is Lady Jane Grey, I hear you say? Well, Lady Jane Grey, she lived in the 1500s. She was queen for 9 days, and then they cut her head off. That's what they did back then. Yeah. Luckily, Liz Truss didn't get her head cut off, but she was booted out and replaced by the unelected Rishi Sunak. So there's an article over on davidvance.net that you might want to go and have a read of rather than listen to me. You can read me over there. Jason says Thatcher was good in some things. She was quite soft in other. Yeah, I agree, Jason. I mean, it just proves nobody was perfect. But I do think Margaret Thatcher was a genuine Conservative. And the point I make in that article is Liz Truss wanted to cut taxes. She wanted to bring in free ports. She wanted to make sure we realised the potential of Brexit. That's why they got rid of her. At the weekend, she was saying, oh, I was destroyed by left-wing economic institutions. No, you weren't, Liz Truss. You misunderstand your own demise. You were stabbed in the back by your own comrades in the Conservative Party. That's why you were gotten rid of, because they want us back in the European Union. You were gotten rid of because in order for that to happen, this country has to economically fail. Oh, Jason says, Lady Jane Grey was a genius, had an intellect equal to at least a PhD as a 13 to 14-year-old. Yeah, the sad thing, Jason, is Lady Jane Grey, she was 16 when they cut her head off. Pretty horrible, eh? Back in 1558, I think. So anyway, it's all in the article. Go and read that. A little bit of history in there as well for you folks. But I just think that the conservatism is dead. It's been dead for about 33 years, I suppose, and you're going to see it buried in the next year. So that's what you're going to see when the election comes. Iber says we never left the EU cesspit. Correct. That's absolutely right. And Republican Rocker over on the Getter says the goal here is destabilization and demoralization by gender dysphoria, school propaganda, Disney. Oh, Disney. I never even got talking about Disney. Oh my goodness, have you seen some of the stuff that Disney's been putting out? You know, we started off, thanks actually, Republican Rocker. It's a good link that. We started talking earlier about, you know, the Satanism over the Grammys. Well, if you want to see where there's more Satanism, go to Disney. Look at the stuff, some of the stuff they're putting out. I saw stuff put out on Disney where, yeah, well, here we go. I did this little podcast. Why does Disney hate American values? At one point, I'm sure you might agree, maybe back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, Disney was kind of all about, you know, mom and apple pie. It was Americana. American families loved the clean the cartoons, the shows. Everything seemed decent about Disney. And now, as I put out in a couple of videos I stuck out on over on my social media, We have an executive producer from Disney gloating about the fact that she puts, in her words, queerness into every part of the shows that she puts out. And there's no pushback at all, apparently. Disney, Donny Girl, is indeed brainwashing her kids. Disney is like acid. It destroys everything it touches. Disney bought Marvel. I was a big fan of Marvel movies and all that. They've destroyed it. No one in their right mind would go to see a Marvel movie now, you know, because it's all about strong, empowered womax. And men are... Hi, David. Thanks for being here, being on the stream. David Freckling. So, yeah, Disney is very anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-American. That's what Disney's become. And then there's lots of questions about the sort of people who are running Disney and the convictions that some of them have had in recent times for very, very, very unfortunate crimes that they've been convicted of. So, yeah, Blitzer says Snow White is now Snow Beam. Iber, I think you're right, by the way. Disney did put some porn images within cartoons. I think there was elements of that going on as well. That's why I'll finish on this. You see, the longer you live, one of the things that you learn is the more things change, the more they stay the same. So, okay, we're all down the rabbit hole now and we see things for what they are. And we're going, oh, my goodness, look at these music award ceremonies. They're satanic. Oh, my goodness, look at Disney. You know, it's very dodgy when it comes to children associated things. But maybe it's always been like that, you know? Maybe the Hollywood of old was every bit as corrupt and decadent as the Hollywood of 2022, 23. It's just we see it more clearly. You know, sometimes I do think that, that's actually the reality often. But anyway, folks, I'm going to bring this one to an end, unless there's anything else that we want to bring up. I don't think there is. But just a reminder that the David Vann Shop is open for business. Get yourself your David Vance mugs so that, and I'll get one as well, rather than my Chinese one. Oops, this by the way, this fell from the balloon. Whenever Joe Biden shot down the balloon with a $335,000 missile, that's what it cost, apparently, the Sidewinder missile, $335,000 it cost to pop a balloon. I could have popped it for him, you know, with a pin. But anyway, this fell from the balloon, and I rescued it before it hit the ground. So, that's why I've got a Chinese mug. Oh no, he's working for China. I thought he was working for Russia. I must get one of these David Vance mugs. I promise you, I'll go and order one. In the meantime, listen. Thanks everybody. I really appreciate all your kind comments. On the stream here. And don't forget to tune in to Billy Watson's show tomorrow night. Billy, if you, I don't know if Billy's still on the stream, if he wants to tell us what time it's at. I think it's 8 o'clock. Anyway, I will be on with Billy, chatting to him tomorrow night. There won't be a live stream on Wednesday as I'm away. I'm otherwise engaged. Can't do one on Wednesday, which means that Thursday will be the next stream. That's the pod stream. So in the meantime, of course, there's going to be lots of podcasts and good entertainment there. And as I say, if you enjoy the stuff, then you know how to support us. You know what to do. Thank you. So aloha indeed. Northern Monkey says, most expensive Chinese delivery ever. Oh, we could talk loads about that balloon. Was it what it seemed? I don't know. Melanie, thanks for the fashion comments tonight on the jumper. I appreciate that. Thanks for everyone for supporting me. I appreciate it so much. We got to keep fighting back against the cabal out there, and we got to keep standing up for truth and integrity. That's it for me, folks. See you soon. Bye-bye.